This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Like I told you, we've got a couple of blasts from the past. That's what I call them anyway. I won't say I'm burned up, but there are other things going on in the world. There are other issues that we need to deal with. If he gets impeached, I'm leaving the Republican Party. I'm not joking. I'm serious. Because McConnell would have to be driving it. We'd have to have some traitors on that side. 17 of them, to be exact. You already know Mitt Romney's not a Republican. I don't even know why he doesn't change registrations. Seriously. Joe Manchin thought it was a bad idea. Let's see which way he goes. But we can speculate all day long until it actually happens or doesn't happen. Right? I mean, most of the experts I've had on the show, and even other shows from other networks, they've been wrong too. And then all that does is raise your expectations and then shoot it down. Come on, let's not do that. The headlines that we're looking at are going to be looking at. But an interesting article by Chris Ruddy over at Newsmax. Well, actually, editor-in-chief, owner, and grand poobah. It's really interesting what he said about, he thinks that Biden is backhandedly listening to Trump. That there are some of the things that Trump has done, he's not going to reverse. I'm not saying I agree or disagree. But you should have a Newsmax, check it out. See, read the article. And it's got to be something, you know, in Biden's coherent moments, notice I said moments. And matter of fact, if he says anything nice about Trump or he keeps the Trump policy, they'll be looking to invoke the 25th on him, too. You watch. Trump calls on Americans to help ease tensions. He's asking for no more violence. You don't need to do this. Right? McConnell has rejected the... We're going through some of the headlines. McConnell has rejected some of the requests for emergency sessions for impeachment. The problem with that is if he follows the guidelines, he won't be able to do this to the day of the inauguration. Once Trump is out of office, you can't impeach an official that's not elected. See, we all know why they're doing this. They're doing this because they want to keep him from running again. They want to keep him from having any juice in the future. Right? McConnell also, he's undecided on how he's going to vote for impeachment. Now, he was all about taking help from Trump when he was running for office. Right? Just amazing. You know, Joe Biden's talking about, or they're pushing him to wipe out, forgive all student debt with the wipe of a pen and executive order from some of the attorneys I've talked to and seen. He can't do it. It's illegal. You can't wipe out debt like that. You're going to wipe out all tax debt? You're going to go to the past and people who've had to pay the government the money, you're going to pay them back? They're going to be reparations for paid off college debt? Come on, seriously. When does true equality happen? Equity, equality, whatever you want to call it. Happen across the board. Right? You know, somebody came up with the idea that is it time to regulate social media like we regulate the utilities? What's your thought? What do you think about that? Something has to be done. I know hardcore right-wing conservatives say, no, we can't get involved, we can't do this. Well, look what it did. I've been saying for years, we've got to do something. Like I've been saying, to get off of Facebook. I'm not a genius. I see many, many things during the day. I get info from a lot of you during the day. Something has to be done. The other question is, I'm just hitting some of these topics. Third party. Now, I've always been against the third party only because I said it would fraction or really have a problem, because what you would do is you would split the Republicans, you wouldn't necessarily split the Democrats, and they'll be in there forever. But at this point, they're acting so much alike, I don't think it matters. Right? I don't know. Start a MAGA party or something similar to. I think you'd end up with a lot of past Democrats in there. Got to do something to make a change. Got to do something to make a difference. This is getting ridiculous. This is getting crazy. Yeah, but see, this is just a drop in a bucket. This isn't a big deal. Everybody's so excited. Twitter, Facebook, they lose $51 billion in value after booting Trump. You know, like in one day. Ooh. You know, and it's a lot of money. That's big news. But what does that mean in the long run? Will it maintain? Will people stay away from the two? Now, Twitter stock dropped, 6.4% at the beginning of the week. It hit another 2.4% Tuesday. And so Twitter's market cap fell $3.5 billion. A lot of money. In the grand scheme of things, I don't know if it's really a lot of money. Right? Facebook stock was also dumped by investors in the wake of the decision to boot Trump. Company saw a decline of 4% one day, 2% the next. Its market cap dropped to $47.6 billion. It's just amazing, right? Now, I don't know how much this really hurts them. You have to look at the big numbers, the grand scheme of things. You know, if you're Zuckerberg, and maybe you have a worth of $2-4 billion. He's way too young to be worth that much money, but that's beside the point. Right? When you're worth that much money, and I don't know, what do you, you lose 4% of it, really. You got $100 in your pocket, you lose 4%, you lose $4. Are you shattered? You know, it's all relative with these people. That's why when people get crazy when they get a $200 haircut, you say, you know what, for them, that's the $10 haircut we get. Joe Senior, your host, listen to Real Side. Thank you so much for being with me. We'll come back. We're going to talk about whether America invented slavery. This is just asinine. The left has totally lost his mind. So you head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. A lot you should do up there, frankly. Get involved and get engaged, right? Get informed. Sign up for the email. YouTube. We'll be back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You get the latest tweet, so you're all informed. You got the information you need. That tweet doesn't mean anything. You know that by now. Most of you have been listening long enough. You know, you've been paying attention long enough. You know that all they try to do is mislead you most of the time. And people react to the last conversation they had. So don't do that. Don't get stuck there. Seriously. I've been having some fun with this for a couple of weeks now because I am so tired of the misinformation. You know, I believe there's been a massive failure in our education system when our kids, our young kids, don't have any clue to history. They're pulling down statues of abolitionists because we have to get rid of any reminder of slavery, which I got the biggest kick out of because last I checked, I'm not the most educated guy in the world, but the last I checked, the abolitionists were trying to get rid of slavery. I don't know. Maybe I'm all wrong on that one. I haven't got a clue. So our kids are woefully uneducated. And again, I got to tell you, it's our fault. I keep getting on you parents. It's our fault. And I mean, my next guest, before I introduce him, this is perfect. You know, I've been getting on our Christian brothers and sisters. I've been getting on our God-fearing people who have children and say, what are you teaching your children? What are you allowing them to listen to? Where are you allowing them to go? This is part of the problem we have in this country. You're so afraid that your kids aren't going to fit in, or you're going to be ostracized, or people are going to point to you and go, look at those whacked parents. You need to be a whacked parent, okay, in this light. Vince Everett Ellison joins me. He's the author of The Iron Triangle, Inside the Liberal Democrat Plan to Use Race to Divide Christians and America in Their Quest for Power. No kidding. And then he's going to tell us how to defeat them. Vince, welcome to the show. Appreciate your time with me today.
Mr. Messina, I'm happy to be here. And when you're talking about absurdity, I'm still amazed at the absurdity of people trying to stop racism but backing a group that called themselves Black Lives Matter.
Who want to break up? Listen, this is the funny thing about it. You're exactly right. I'm watching churches and a sister in Christ, God bless her. Her and I got together last week. We talked about the bending of the knee. I said, look, you don't bend the knee to anybody but Jesus. And she said, well, the bending of the knee has different meanings to different people. I go, my Bible says it only has one meaning. What do you think?
Of course. Well, people are compromised. And in my book, The Iron Triangle, I talk about these three. You know, before I go into it, let me tell you a little bit about my background so people understand
Please.
Where I'm coming from.
Yep.
I was born on a cotton plantation in Haywood County, Tennessee. My father was a sharecropper, and my mother with him. And my father brought us out of poverty. Right up until I was 9 years old, we didn't have running water or toilet in the house.
Wow.
And he decided to aspire. And he brought us out of poverty by working in the insurance industry that a Black man owned in Haywood County, Tennessee. He sure did. And it was a life insurance company, and my father was very good at it, and we bought a new house in 1972, and he still lives in that house today. And that house is part of our family legacy. But our father's mom brought us out of poverty, and I have 7 siblings. And we went to college at the University of Memphis. It was Memphis State at the time. And we had a gospel singing group called the Ellison Family. We went around the South singing gospel music at Black churches for about 20 years.
That's so cool.
Then when I got married and moved to South Carolina, started working in the prison system, the correctional officer, in a maximum security prison. And I had lived this pretty idyllic life of upper middle class life, lower middle class life. And I thought we had overcome. But this was in the 90s, and it was in the midst of the Clinton crime bill, the one that Joe Biden wrote. And I saw all of these young Black men being locked up. And in the 80s, we had 3 prisons in South Carolina. By the end of the 90s, we had 40. And I wanted to know what was going on because I thought that we had overcome. And I started asking the Black intelligentsia, I said, man, what's going on here? And they said, oh, it's these rich white Republicans, man, they're mean and they're vicious. They hate Black people and they're locking all these young Black men up. So I decided I was going to resign my post, go into the community, and help these young Black men out, keep them from going to jail. And when I got down there, man, I organized a million-man march for the Nation of Islam and all of that. I was into it. But the more I got into it, I found out something very interesting. I didn't see any rich white Republicans in the Black community. I would see a leprechaun before I saw one. But guess who I saw? A lot of Black Democrats. And mostly I saw this entity that I call the Iron Triangle. And most Black preachers, most Black politicians, and most Black civic organizers. And they were and they were contracted out by rich white liberals for one end, and that was to keep the Black community under complete control so they would vote for the Democrat Party. Period. And as long as they get 90% of the black vote, they will never change the model. And so that's why I call my book The Iron Triangle. And I tell white conservatives, you have nothing more to apologize for. Nothing. Nothing. Everything that's wrong in the black community is doing it to themselves. We have a large responsibility in our own destruction. And we are voting for the people that are destroying us. And that's the Democrat Party.
You know, I go back on the education thing, and I find this amazing. I get people send me emails, people will call to get mad at me. Look, I can't talk about black issues because I'm not black. I can't talk about women's issues because I'm not a woman. And it's just, but I'm human. We're all human. I'm human. And I say, listen, if you guys haven't figured this out yet, I don't know what to do for you. I'll just keep praying for you. In the days of Jim Crow, you could not teach a black person to read or educate a black person. It was illegal, right? The reason it was illegal is because if you got educated, you'd find a way to get out of the situation you were in. And what has happened for the last 50-plus years in this country is the inner-city kids have gotten a less-than-adequate education. They're graduating these kids who can't read, who don't understand, who don't know history, and it's the black community that takes the biggest beating in those areas. Am I wrong?
Well, no, you're exactly right, but this is the reason for it. One of the biggest reasons for it is that Republicans and conservatives don't show up. There's an old vaudevillian term that says 90% of any gig is just showing up.
Right.
And we don't show up.
Nope.
Right now, I bet you if you go down to the 50, these 50 majority black districts and go into these inner cities, you'll find that if there is any Republican candidate, he's getting no money. He or she is getting no money. None. Yeah. From the RNC, from the NRCC.
Crazy.
They're not letting them die on the vine.
Super crazy. All right.
And these people are Christian conservatives that they won't even do anything with.
Christian, yeah, don't get me started on Christian conservatives. Don't. It'd be a bad show. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back after the commercial. Vince Everett Ellison joins me, author of The Iron Triangle. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
In a vote split mostly down party lines, the House of Representatives approved an article of impeachment against President Trump Wednesday on a charge of inciting an insurrection. Congressman Brian Babin says the vote shows the hypocrisy of House Democrats when it comes to unrest. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that none of those who voted to impeach the president had anything to say about protests and riots over the summer.
The hypocrisy of what we've seen over this, and don't get me wrong, I was absolutely horrified and opposed and condemn the attack on the 6th when I was on the floor of the House of Representatives. But that type of violence and more went on across this country for months on end, and a lot of these Democrats never condemned it. In fact, they excused it and even encouraged it in many ways. And so the hypocrisy is just, it's beyond belief.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Joe Massina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I mean, let me just get back to it, because, you know, I love these kind of conversations. There's no foo-foo on the show. You guys know that. I mean, it is what it is. We lay it out there, let you people decide whether we're telling the truth or just having fun. But until we are willing to have a real conversation, not dance around the issues, nothing changes. Absolutely nothing changes. If you spew the party line, nothing changes. If you spew the last Twitter headline, nothing changes. So you have to, you know, I'm just amazed that you get these little prima donna white kids that are telling black men and black women out there, okay, that they can't be against BLM. Because, you know, they've been brainwashed in believing that they have to be against BLM. I mean, little white kids with a whole bunch of money in the hand. Who do they think they are? This is how far we've come. Vince Everett Ellison joins me. He's the author of The Iron Triangle, Inside the Liberal Democrat Plan to Use Race to Divide Christians. And, man, are they working overtime at that one. And America in Their Quest for Power. And how we can defeat. That's the part I like. Vince, when most people write a book, they just tell you what the problem is, but your title, How We Can Defeat Them, I think is a great way to go with this. So thanks for being with me.
Oh, man, this is my pleasure. Like you say, that's a problem with the white kids saying, but the bigger problem is that we listen to them. Instead of telling them, why don't you shut the hell up and mind your business? See, that's what I tell them.
Yeah.
Instead, you got big black men like me listening to these little white kids telling them what to do. See, look, we bear responsibility for our own destruction. We throw it right back on them. As we were talking about before the race, before the break, when I was talking about Martin Luther King Jr., I have a dream speech. And he said, I have this dream that one day my four little children will no longer be judged by the color of their skin, but the content of their character. And everybody screams in class. Well, as I said before, if I'm driving one of my old cars and it's all beat up, and I say, man, don't judge me by this car. But when I'm driving my 2020 Escalade, I say, well, judge me by that. When I tell you not to judge me by something, it's because I'm ashamed of it. And they dry snitched and told us to be ashamed of the color of our skin and said, don't judge me by it. Why? Because they told us to be ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed of the color of my skin. Just like you're not ashamed of being an Italian. You and I can sit down and talk about it because it tells our story, doesn't it?
Yep.
You want me to acknowledge you're Italian. You can tell me about when your people came over, probably with the Ellis Island, right?
Yep.
You can tell me about what part of Sicily or Italy you came from. It's part of I'm not ashamed of it, and don't ask me to be ashamed of it. And if they don't like it, that's their problem. It's not mine. I will not ask to be affirmed by anyone. And this is why I can't stand Black Lives Matter. Walking around here trying to tell people we got the NY supremacy. Let me tell you something, man. If you're a man, you do not ask for the forbearance of a racist. Racists don't scare me. I scare them.
That's crazy.
That's
why
I carry a 45. You see that? That's why I carry a 45. But what does Joe Biden and Democrats tell black men to do? Turn your gun. If you're being hunted, turn in your gun. Why don't you just blow your own brains out? Washington Post wrote a story on June 4th. Said since 1968, there hasn't been any narrowing in the wealth gap between black and white Americans. Since 1968. Same thing. They also said that Harvard did a study that says that the schools are more segregated now than during Brown versus Board of Education. More segregated. We have 10 times more black men in prison. We're aborting half of our children. We have crime in the streets, and Joe Biden, they're proud of it. Now, how do we defeat it? Two things. On the short term, vote for Donald Trump. Why? Trump's a school choice. Getting these children out of these bad schools. We talk about the educational system. He's trying to release them. Number two, Trump's pro-life. He's talking about trying to cut down on these abortions so we can have more of our children in the black community. Number three, Trump's going to keep these illegals out. Because what do? They compete for jobs, compete for wages, compete for space in schools, compete for benefits. Now, what else is Trump going to do? He's going to stop violating your right to defend yourself. So if you're being hunted by the police or by these gangs, you can defend yourself. What else is he going to do? He's going to let the black men out of jail that Joe Biden has been locking up for the last 20 years. What else is he going to do? He's going to say, well, you have a health care system that is government controlled, and black people are dying, have the lowest life expectancy than any group of people in America. But what's Joe Biden's plan? Expand the system that's killing you. Now, doesn't that make sense? No, he's going to privatize the system. He's going to end Obamacare. This is why you vote for Donald Trump in the short term. In the long term, this comes right back to us as Christians, Muslims, and Jews.
Amen.
We have brothers and sisters in Christ that are being murdered in the inner cities of America. We want to evangelize, and we want to go around the world telling people about Jesus. We got to start here at home again. We are missing it in our own home. We're like a father that's going around taking care of everybody else's family, and his children are on drugs. We have people here that need our help. That we can get on a bus and drive to their churches on Sunday morning and save lives. Instead, we're going to the Middle East. We're going to going to Asia, going to Africa. That's fine. Go there. But let's take care of home first. If we just went down there,
Vince,
and talked to our brothers and sisters, we can end this.
Vince, I go round and round with pastors that I talk to on a regular basis, a large group of pastors. Like, they're going down to Mexico, all right? I say, look, stop. Somebody needs to help those people in Mexico. I get that. And wherever else you're going, you know, the Dominican Republic, wherever else you're going. What about here in your community?
Yeah.
If you look around in your community, there are so many people that need help, that don't know Christ, that don't know the love of God, and they need help.
Mm-hmm.
Why not start in your community? I don't know. I'm not a well-educated guy. Doesn't that make sense?
Well, you know what? I had a meeting with Jerry Falwell Jr. today at Liberty University. That's what we're going to start doing. We're setting up something right now to mend this rift between black and white Christians. 85% of black people are Christian. 75% of white folks are Christian. 90% of black people vote liberal. Most white people vote conservative. But we believe the same thing.
Yeah.
Now why? Whenever there's a conflict in a family, you look for the third person. You look for the snake whispering in the ear. And that happens to be the white liberal. They are anti-God, they're anti-Christian, they're anti-family, they're anti-Western civilization. They know that in order to keep power in America, they have to keep us fighting one another. You've seen Star Wars, right?
Oh,
and you knew that the Sith understood that in order to keep his power, he had to make Luke and Darth Vader fight one another, father and son. And he goaded the fight, and he sat down in his chair and watched them and laughed while they were fighting. And he made them fight one another. And he knew as long as they had conflict, he had power. But as soon as they came together, he was dead in a second. That's us. And these people know it. They have us fighting over a dead army. The Confederates have been dead for 150 years, fighting over statues, yeah. Inanimate objects, while they are taking our children and telling them that their gender is fluid, while they're teaching our children sex education. Pew Research said there are three things you can do that you will never live in poverty. 98% chance you will never live in poverty. You know they are. They said, get a high school diploma, work full time, don't have a baby until you're 21 and married. And there's a 98% chance that you will never live in poverty in America. What does the Democratic Party do when they get that report? They teach children sex education before they can crawl so they can get pregnant.
Yep.
They destroy the educational system so a guy can't get a job and cannot graduate. And then they put drugs and crime in an area and they and make the area completely inadequate to have business or commerce so they can't get work.
So, Vince, let me paint a quick picture.
Plan.
All right, let me paint a picture for you, and then you can. Why does the black community trust the Dems so much? These people are the people who think that the black community is too dull to figure out how to get an ID to vote, that they can't figure out what City Hall is, or they can't figure out what DMV is, and they can't get a job, so they need their help to get on welfare, or food, or whatever it is they got. The Democrats praise, the biggest trophy you can get, the biggest accolade you can get in the Democrat Party is the Margaret Sanger Award. The woman who wanted to wipe out the black community. Now, that's the Democrat Party. As of late, Vince, we have our churches. We have pastors in churches that are, I'll say, forcing the congregation, the white part of the congregation, to apologize to the blacks for being racist. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're never going to come together like this. This is just like throwing gasoline in an open flame, isn't it?
Of course it is, man. But you know what? Two reasons for it. One is Stockholm Syndrome.
Wow.
Where, you know, during slavery, you know Stockholm Syndrome.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that.
We're treated so... Yeah. You know Patty Hearst was the most famous person suffering from it. They kidnapped her, beat her up, put her in a closet. And by the time she had finished with it, she was having to rob a bank. Well, when you have black people that have been under slavery for 400 years, and for the last 220 years under the Democratic Party, that after Reconstruction, they would kill you.
Hold that thought. We got to go to a break. We're booming capitalism here. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. Vince will still be with us on the other side of the break.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, if you head up to the website, click on the donate button. Look, here's the deal for this, especially for this month. You know, anybody who donates over $50, I'll send you a copy of my book, "Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible Thumping White Guy: All the Things That the Left Has Called Me and Called Us." But it's just a farce. It's just a joke. So Vince Everett Ellison joins me. He's the author of a book called "The Iron Triangle: Inside the Liberal Democrat Plan to Use Race to Divide Christians and America in Their Quest for Power." And how we can defeat them. And that's the big kick, is we usually don't talk about the solution. And you need to have a solution. And you know, the other thing, too, while I'm on the rant here, will you stop being afraid? You know, you especially you Christians out there, stop being afraid. As long as you're speaking the truth, and I do, it's not a cliche, you're speaking the truth in love, don't be afraid of what to say. We are not going to fix this issue. We're not going to become strong like we should be. Unless you decide to really step out in faith and do what God's called you to do. Vince, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me.
Well, man, I'm happy to be with you. But it comes down to this cliche that I hope that we understand what you were saying. I feed off what you were saying. The opposite of love is not hate. It is indifference. It's you just not caring. And this is what the black community feel from white conservatives, that they just don't care about them one way or the other. And because of that, they have no credibility with them, and that's what we have to change. It's showing up. You know, we have to remind them who they are. I went to a funeral one time, this boy was at his dad's funeral, he's crying and acting a fool. They had to take him out to church. My daddy told me, he said, come on, I was a young man, I was like about 21, 22. Boy's crying, daddy knowing. People out there rubbing on him and trying to, you know, oh, it's going to be okay. My daddy pushed those people aside and said, Robert. And when the boy didn't answer crying, my daddy slapped the hell out of him. Bam! Right in his face. And he stopped. He said, boy, your mama, you're burying your daddy today. Your mama in there looking at a dead husband. You're out here acting a fool. Straighten up. Your father would be ashamed of you. And he gave his hands and said, now wipe your face. Go ahead and sit down beside your mama. Act like a man. I don't ever want to see another tear come out your face again today. Robert said, yes, sir. He went down and sat down and acted like a man. We got to grab black Christians and remind them who they are. Walking around America, shaking your fist, burning down buildings, what cause you won't be affirmed by white people, affirmed by them? You know, Larry King, the old CNN guy, gave this story talking about his favorite interview. He said, my favorite interview over all my thousands was Martin Luther King Jr. in 1964. He was integrating a hotel, and I was down there. And when the police came to arrest him, they asked him, what did he want? And King said, I want my dignity. See, I hate that story because it implies that a white man can give King his dignity, or any man can give you your dignity. Your dignity was given to you by God. John Locke said in the Second Treatise of Government that these are unalienable rights. The government cannot give to you nor take away. They are unsellable. They are irrevocable. They are non-transferable. They belong to you. King said, we come to the government, that's our unalienable rights. You don't come to government for them because they are yours. They're like your DNA. They're like your children. They cannot be taken away. They can be infringed. They can be abridged. They can be violated. But they cannot be taken away. And they planted a poison pill in the minds of America, white and black, that says you have to come to government for these things. And these are things that government cannot do. They say the police are supposed to protect you. That is a lie. They are not clairvoyant. This is not Tom Cruise in their movie Minority Report, where they can see crime before it happens. 95% of the crimes have been committed when they get there. They are an investigative and an apprehension unit of the government. Your protection is yours. And if you will not take on that responsibility, you will not be protected. That is what the Supreme Court has ruled. It is a fact. And yet they talk people into giving up their right to defend themselves. It is an unalienable right. See, we got to teach this again, Joe. We got to tell people this because they don't know it. We have to re-educate our people about freedom. It's not about, son, whether you like a gun. It doesn't matter. You might not like to work, but you got to make money. You have to defend yourself. You got to defend your family. You got to defend your property and your children. Because if these riots did nothing else, they obliterated every argument against the Second Amendment. Why do you need an AK-47? You know now. Because these mayors will tell their police to sit down and allow a thug to kick in your door and kill your whole family. That's why I need an AK-47. Those, you see those two, that white couple on the internet?
Oh, yeah. Their mansion?
I love them, man. I wish they lived beside me. Those are my types of people. The police stood down and they stood up. Let me tell you something. To vote for a black person to vote for the Democratic Party is like a chicken vote for Colonel Sanders. It's ridiculous. We, though, have to grab our white Christian brothers and sisters and tell them who they are. Remind them, you are an heir of Jesus Christ. You are not a victim. The left has told you you're a victim. They told you you're ugly. They told you that you ain't no good. They told you that you can't produce for yourself. They told you that you hate it and you're despised. And you go out and you mimic this to the world. You are not that. You're more than a conqueror. See, the reason why I'm a challenge to the battle is one basic reason. I know who I am.
Yeah.
I know who I am. I know I'm an heir of Jesus Christ. I know that you cannot touch me until he allows it. And when he allows it, it will be okay. I'll be fine with it. Up until that time, I will not stand by and not in the presence of evil and say nothing. You are murdering children. And the ones that are born, you put them in schools that are monster factories. And you are conducting a cultural genocide against my people. And the only thing we can do in the short term, in November, vote for Trump. And then us Christians have to go back to the people, our brothers and sisters, and be the good Samaritan again. Because the guy that was beat up thought that the Levite and the priest was his friend, didn't he?
Yeah.
But he thought the Samaritan was his enemy. But the Samaritan did not think he was his enemy. When he saw him, he helped him. We know we're not their enemy, Joe. We know it. But they think we are. See what I'm saying? So what do? We go back and we help them. The very one that they thought would do them harm. When they see you go down there, you're this Italian. They say, I'm with you, brother. He goes, holy man, I thought you hated me. Why would you think that? I'll never see you. Will you see me now? Take my hand. That's how we change it.
Oh,
that's how we do it.
I tell this story not to poke at anybody, but I went to a church that was predominantly black. I didn't go looking for predominantly black church. I ended up in a church where the pastor was great. I loved him. Great message. And we stayed. And I'll just put it this way. You could easily find us in that church. Okay? And one day the pastor was talking, and he said, you know, I've had it. I've been told, and I can see from here, that some of you will not take the hand of a white person when we go to pray. Are you serious? And he went off. And at first I started... I felt like there was a spotlight on me, right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then I realized, no, this is what Jesus did, okay? He called out the injustice. He called out the come together, grab the hand. We're all supposed to be here in the love of Christ. We're all one in Christ.
That's right.
Yeah. Right. It was fantastic. Yeah. But how many pastors, how many churches are doing that? Both sides
They're
of the
not.
Aisle. Yeah.
They're not because the Iron Triangle talks about the fact that the black preachers, especially on the tape, the white liberals are paying them to support. You know, the Christian faith is absolute in a lot of things, like life and freedom. These guys are preaching Christianity in the pulpit on Sunday and going out and supporting politicians that support abortion, support keeping prayer out of schools, support transgenderism. Things that are completely against their religion. They're marching now to Black Lives Matter, which is a Marxist, anti-Christian, atheist organization. They're just trying to save these people, not marching with them. They should be trying to bring them to Christ. Because believe me when I tell y'all, a riot and vandalism is not of God. And let me tell your white Christian conservative listeners something. All of you understand this. You have nothing more to apologize for. America has repented. Forgiveness cannot be earned. It should not be expected or wanted. All you can do is repent. You cannot expect forgiveness from the person because then they're controlling you. Jesus says, I forgive sin. But America has paid close to a million in the civil lives in the Civil War, $22 trillion since the Great Society, and yet they say we want more. No matter what you do, you can take down the flag, you can take down the statues. These people are going to want. They are a bottomless bucket because victims are that way. And they will take until the host is dead.
Right.
And we have to say enough. They are slaves looking for a master.
We are up against it.
Looking for a master.
And people can find your book at irontrianglebook.com. IronTriangleBook.com, or you can head over to Amazon. You can get it there as well. Vince, we're going to have you back. Really enjoyed having you on today. We need more of this kind of conversation among all of us. So thanks for being with me. Really
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
All right. Hang tight. I'm Joe Bacino, your host.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?